Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's always good to hear. I apologize. Am I speaking with Levi? Is that correct?
Yep.
All right, awesome. So I did receive a text message stating that unfortunately you tried, it looks like, quite a bit of time to complete the process, right, for the Google. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yep. I've tried a bunch of times.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for letting us know. It's definitely important. Just to confirm, it will be for Clear Creek Plumbing LLC. Now, if you have tried it so many times and it's still giving you problems, I believe it's because maybe the street signs, right? They're just not, well, in your area. You live in the woods, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So your message makes perfect sense. I do thank you for that, Levi. Something that we can definitely do is maybe pursue a new way for Google to verify the Google Business Profile. Now, when it comes to requesting a new way to verify, there's about an 80-90% chance that they'll request to do something that's called a live video verification, which just means that you do almost the same thing, but it's going to be with the live representative with you, right?
So, yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah, I think that would be the best option, because I'm sure if he could see what's going on, then he'll definitely understand, right? Or she, I'm sorry, we're not sure yet. So I'm going to go ahead and request that. Typically, it can take about maybe 5 to 7 days to find a new way to verify. From there, we will definitely make sure to reach out to you and set up an appointment, which I think would be best for that, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Awesome. I appreciate your help on that, Levi. Something else that I'm noticing is that I believe that, let me confirm, but it looks like you were going to give us access to your business Facebook page, or do you even have one?
Oh, yeah, I just, I do. I don't remember the password for it, though. I'll have to set up a new password.
Oh, okay, yeah. Typically, what it's asking you for is just the personal account that was attached to the business Facebook account, right? So, yes, unfortunately, you would need to know the credentials, right, in order for you to give us access.
Right.
I would highly recommend maybe, you know, if you can, try to do it as soon as possible. The reason is that you invested in Facebook ads, I'm sorry. So let's say as soon as we have access to the business Facebook page, I would say in about 5 days the Facebook ads would be running, right? So I don't want to rush you, right, but definitely I do feel that we want to show you those results, right? We want to make sure that you get those calls coming in as soon as possible, right, Levi? So.
Right.
So those basically are the two main things right now. I'm going to request Google for a new way to verify. And if you could just work on gaining access to the Facebook account, then from there it will be a piece of cake for you to add us, okay?
Okay. Do you just want me to text the number I've been texting with the username and password?
Okay. Well, that's actually a good question. Now, we normally don't need your credentials, right, because they lead us to your personal account, right? So what happens is that we'll have basically an email that will have a link for you to click on, then it's just going to ask you to follow the steps. But one of the requirements will be for you to log into your personal account. That way you can choose what account you're going to give us access to. So don't worry about sending in credentials or anything like that. If you want, just send us a text. Just say, I have access to my business Facebook account. Can someone give me a call, right? And then we'll give you a call if that's necessary. But other than that, you should be getting a follow-up, I would say about maybe a week tops.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good. And perfect. I was gonna ask you too about the website that you guys made.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, it looks good. It's just right on the front page. You know, it says serving Mille Lacs area.
Okay.
Is there any?
Perfect. I see it. I see it too. It's basically highlighted serving Mille Lacs since 2024. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any way to change that headline?
Yes, absolutely. Let me go ahead and double check here. Give me one second. I'm just pulling up the. Give me one moment. Where'd it go? Yeah, it's actually the first thing that you see on the website, right?
Exactly. It says Mille Lacs on a super big town, so it'd be nice to, you know, say, like, North Metro or...
North Metro. Okay, yeah. So here's what I'll do. I can go ahead and just make the request for our team to make the changes, right? So give me a second. And you said you want to do something, maybe instead of using Malak, you want to use North what? I'm sorry?
To say like North Metro, St. Cloud, Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. So you just basically want to put your service areas, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense to me.
Yep.
It really does. Give me 1 second here. Oh, yeah. That could definitely... Yeah, because I also see on the bottom of the website it says serving Malak in nearby areas.
Right. And I don't know if... I know people searching and live in Coon Rapids, they're not going to think about a business in Malacca. It's just a lot busier, North Metro, St. Cloud, Minneapolis, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I agree. Let me go ahead and make sure that they add all the actual service areas. That way they don't think... Yeah, because I see this basically concentrated in just that area. So I'm definitely glad that these websites are made to be customizable. If you like, maybe later on, right, just make a list of changes that you want to make, and we can go ahead and make the changes for you, right? For example, the way the websites look, they don't have to look like that. I've actually had clients that bring in a URL from another website that they like, and they use it as a reference, right? They say, well, build me something similar to this. And I'm not saying that you have to do that, but I just want you to know that we can make changes, even restart from scratch if we have to, okay?
Okay. I mean, it looks fine right now. It just, I just wanted to change the service area headline.
Definitely. I agree. So I'm going to work on that. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to make sure that our team gets the information here. So I made it clear that we need to go ahead and just make sure to add all the service areas wherever the locations are being brought up, especially if it says serving. It should definitely have the name of the city or town, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good.
Awesome. You'll get a text message letting you know that the changes have been updated. And again, please remember that if there's something that you want to change, if there's any, you know, concerns, any questions, just let us know. You can text us and we'll reach out to you just like how you did, or just give us a call.
Okay, perfect.
All right, awesome. Well, I appreciate your patience, Levi, and I'll work on getting the new way to verify it as soon as possible.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Appreciate your patience. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yep, you too. Bye. Bye.